This week's parasha, parasha of Shemitah, there's many parashas in this week's parasha. Begins parasha Shemitah. Le'soinu v'shesamisoi v'yoreisim le'kecho. Parasha of Geulas Kroivim, Geulas Batim, parasha, full parasha of Yovel. There's a theme in this week's parasha, so to speak, which repeats itself over and over. Kadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in Schar V'Onesh, and how our actions affect the zchus that we have from our actions, how it affects the simple bracha and hatzlacha and all goodness that a person has. And as the pasuk says many times in this week's parasha, the parasha finishes off, Ani Hashem, as Rashi says, Neman Lashalim Schar. We have this theme over and over many times in the parasha. The Torah makes the emphasis on the Tashlum Schar for Maisim Tovim and the Tashlum Ha'onish for bad Maisim. V'leisoinu ishes amitoi v'yoreisim eloikecho k'ani Hashem eloikeichem. Nochamo, what's ani Hashem eloikeichem? Neman Lashalim Schar. Kan Hizir HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mazir, Yoreisim Lekecha, Yodea Machshova, Yistavar Masur Lalev. Was there Leisoinu? Wasn't there Leisoinu? When the parasha later discusses about a Jew becoming poor and being sold as a slave to a guy, again, there's the smichus parasha, which the Torah comes to emphasize. Why did he come to such a situation where he became poor, that he had to be sold as a slave? So Rashi brings, what was gerim that he was moch, that he became poor, from the fact that he was friendly with goyim. He was friendly with a guy. Dibukoi imoi, his devik with the guy caused him poverty. He learns from his ways. And that's the pasuk says, V'chisasig yad ger v'soyshav imoch umoch ochicha imoi. What's moch ochicha imoi? Migoram lo shiyamuch. Dibukoi imoi. He was friendly with the guy, and he was influenced by the guy. He acts goyish. The whole yesod of Parsha Shemitah, which is the beginning of this week's parsha, is what? Is that we have to act out in a very, very real, hard way, so to speak. I mean, hard, it's a tremendous lesson, and it's almost not imaginable for someone who's not a Torah-tik, a Jew. How's it shaykh? But we have to, every once in 7 years, allow everything just to go legamrei, to let everything go. A person, even at times, when a person's whole parnasa, and when the parnasa of a whole country, coming from agriculture, once in 7 years, you have to let it go, not for one day. You have to let it go for a full year. The training and the understanding how our success in Olam Hazeh is not tolui in our Esek in Olam Hazeh. Our success in Olam Hazeh and our Brocha in Olam Hazeh is dependent on one thing, and one thing only. Are living our lives according to the Creator who runs this world hands on, to do it according to His plan for us. are Kiyum HaTorah and the Kiyum HaMitzvahs. And that's the Yesod of Ani Hashem, Ani Hashem. Hashem Yitzhiyas Yitzchem Eretz Mitzrayim. Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim is mentioned in this week's parasha many times as you go through the parasha Shnei Mekvecha Targum. Appreciate, notice what's the emphasis on Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. As we've spoken out before many times, the main lesson that a Jew has to learn from Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim is the Hashgacha Pratis. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Hashgacha Pratis, and that's the main lesson that we have to learn out from Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. As I've quoted to you the lashon of the Rosh in Or Chaim, that a person who is not mamin in Asher Tzisicham Eretz Mitzrayim, he's lacking in his emun of Anoich Hashem Aloikecho. Why? Because the mitzias of Hakaras HaBoirei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us to live with the recognition of Anoichi. That's the first dibra that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us by Har Sinai. We don't just know that there was a creator to the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzav us to live a life of emunah. What's a life of emunah? Eloikecho. Anoich Hashem Eloikecho. I am your Elohim. I'm with you continuously. Asher Yitzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. And I taught you this lesson. I'm part of your life. To recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his involvement in the most tangible way in a daily, hourly, every minute Shavis Hashem L'Negdi Samid, that is the yesod of what being a believing Jew is. That's what being a believing Jew is. Believing not in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had created the world, as the Lashon we say in Ani Mamin, Hu Boirei Umanhig L'Chol HaBruim, Hu Levadoi Osa V'Yasa V'Oisi L'Chol HaMaisim. All the maisim that happen are from him. Now, in Yiddishkeit, belief has to have form in action. It's not enough living such a life in theory. That's Mechaivas Shmita. That's Mechaivas Shabbos. Once in 7 days, Loisasa Kol Malocha. Let everything go. Once in 7 years, let everything go. Once in 49 years, let everything go. Yovel. 2 years of absolute shvisa. 1 year of Shemitah, and afterwards, every 7 rounds of Shemitah, the year after Shemitah is not a full year of Yovel. And the whole world goes back. And as the Netziv learns in the parasha, it's the halacha klolis. The melech has to send back all of the soldiers. The borders are totally neglected. World goes back to teach us the arai of this world. It's a lesson we have to learn, practically speaking, in our lives, how every individual, wherever, in any situation where he is, he has to do actions to teach himself Hashgacha Pratis. What I mean by the word teach oneself is a person has to actively act out that recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in his life. And he has to do actions, he has to live according to it. Not spontaneously, as well, if I realize Hashem is part of my life, but rather to make actions the whole time. Taking off miser of what person earns. Making a HaKadosh Baruch Hu a tangible part in ruchnius of every single day of a person's life, no matter what matziv he's in. Taking his davening seriously, taking his Yiddishkeit seriously. The biggest punishment in next week's parsha is what? Telchu imi keri. What's keri? Mikra. Person keeps the Torah and mitzvahs. He's just casual about his Judaism. He does it derech mikra, derech arai. It's not his main definition of who he is as a person. He's a person who happens to be religious. That's not what being a Jew is all about. That's telchu imi keri. all the horrific punishments of next week's parsha, Hashem should save us from them, is what? Is when we don't define ourselves as our main occupation is who are we? Jews. Living lives, Torah-dika lives, is who we are and what we are. Our self-definition is defined based on our Yiddishkeit and our involvement in learning and lomdus and in dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and his mitzvahs. And that's this week's parasha, how a person practically can't be a theoretical Jew and the theoretical Dovak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shtendik, actively do Maisim, actively have Zdarim, actively be Mafish Maisim, actively do different actions. Every person from Darga Delay has to actively live HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even every Yeshiva Bacher in his Matzev also has to drill it into himself, Kol Chad Lefum, the Madrego he is holding, that his main Nekudis is not just being who he is, not just being Avrami, not just being Shmuli, not just being what? Being a true Eved Hashem and acting it out. And Kiseder growing in that area. It's Shaykh Tev Yeshiva Bachar also. As the Lashon we have in the Haftarah, there's a matzav of Tev Se'atarah Lo Yudoni. What is Tev Se'atarah Lo Yudoni? Can a person be Tev Se'atarah? But he's not your dad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does such a thing happen? There's a Mishnah novice. It says, "Deloy Mosif Yosef." Person that's continuously go up, grow in his spirituality. Person has to continuously grow and look to shtahig. You can't. Well, I'm in yeshiva. I'm doing well. Okay, what became hergel to you now? You have to go weiter. Shtahig. There's always the nekud of shtahiging more and being moisif. Person always has to be moisif. The person who doesn't continuously add in his ruchnias will go down and he'll fall. He'll crumble. That's this yisod of the parasha. The Netziv tells on an interesting nekuda, which I think is a tremendous chinuch, and it's something we all should know. The pasuk I mentioned before mentions umach achicha imoy. He brings Rashi brings migoram lo shiyamuch dibuko imoy. Al Yedei Shalomad Mimaisov. What's the parasha we're speaking about? Speaking about a Jew who became friendly with a Goy, or with Goyim. His lifestyle changed. He was influenced. And he's punished. What's he punished? That he gets sold to a Goy as an Eved. And the Torah says, don't let him fall, be Makar of him. Try to bring him back. Be poy to him. Don't let him stay there. The longer he stays by the goy, the worse he'll become. Take him back. Now the pasuk also mentions another idea over there. It speaks about the goy buying him. The pasuk says, "V'chisasik yad ger v'soy shov imoch." The pasuk says, "Umoch achicha imoy." But the pasuk first began by saying that the yad of the Ger V'Toshev, who's Imoch, he became rich. V'chisas, Yad Ger V'Toshev Imoch, he'll become rich. Umoch Achicha Imoy, and your brother will be with him and become poor. So Chazal say, your brother became poor because he was with him. And why did that Goy merit to become rich? Because he was Dovik Imoch. Because he was Dovik with you. He became close to you, and he learned from your Maisim Toivim. And it points out something very strange. He says, the Goy became close to the Jews. And the Goy became very, very successful. Why? Because he was Dovik with Jews. And the Jew who became close to the Jews who became close to the guy, they became poor and they lost their status because that they were dovek with the guy. Is this dibuk good or this dibuk brings about bad? Does this dibuk bring about success or this dibuk brings about the opposite? Seemingly, I've come here, this guy is dovek in the Jews. He's learning good things from them. Adarab. So why is that a cause for the Jew to become poor and become destitute and become a moch? Says the Netziv a tremendous yisod. Afal gav that the goy is meshubach b'shvil dibuka imach. This qualities that he's kind of, he's bothered by another thing. This guy became a person full of qualities. He became full of milas. So what's wrong if the Jew's friendly with him? He says that's good for the guy that he got those qualities. But it's not good for the Jew. Why? Hari, this guy became a bar mila, he became a special person. Says the Netziv Yisod, he's becoming a special person is lafum his madrega. For his darga of who he is, he's special. Because his whole DNA, his whole mahus of who he is very simple, very poshut. And lefum darge delay, when he's dovek with the Jew, he's mishtabeach. And he's mishtabeach very much, and he picks up very special qualities. But exactly those same qualities, even though when they're by the goy, they're qualities, but on the level of the Jew, when he's next to a Jew, exactly those same qualities, adkam the Jew is lomig from the full picture of the person, he's lomig from the whole person, even those specific qualities are not enough to bring the Jew up. Fakert. For him, for the sensitive DNA of the nefesh and the neshama of a Jew, it ruins him being in such a sviva. You could have two people. You could have the Jew and you could have the goy, who are close to each other. The goy could steig and become very special in his way, and because of that, he could be zoiche tremendous prosperity. He could be very successful. Because he was kind of qualities from the fact that he's close to a Jew. But the Jew who's in that same matzav, even if he's the cause and he's the teacher, so to speak, of this goy, but for him, the dibuk with the goy is the absolute opposite. It's a total kilkul. It brings him totally down. And it's going to cause him to be a moch. To go down from his madrega, and he's going to be the opposite of deserving. And Tziv gives a mashal of yesh lan ladas kemoi b'chomer haguf. Kol mi sheish letzura gavoy amasher tachtov hachomer shaloi cholosh yoiser. V'kashu ma'ad b'tzuros nifsad chomer gamkein ad shenas gorua mimasher tachtov shachomer bori. The Netziv says this idea in a few places. I'll try to say it in a more simpler form than the way he says it over here. He says this in another place, in Rinah Shel Torah. He says Derech Moshel. The more poshut something is, when it loses its madrega, it doesn't go down as much. We have a domain, Semeach, Chai, and a Medaber. When a Semeach loses its Madrega and it becomes a Doimem, take a plant that is cut off from its Sherish of Yanika and it loses its Koyach being a Semeach, what happens? It deteriorates. It's not a, but it doesn't it's not masriach, and it doesn't become so bad. It's still totally usable, even if it's not for at least a certain time. You can cut that wheat, and you can keep it. You can make the flour. You can keep it for many, many years. It's not a tzemeach anymore, but you can still use it as a doimek. It's limited, but it doesn't go down. Take a chai, a behemoth that stops being a bal chai, killed. Comes in a veil. It's worse off. It's much worse off. I'm now speaking in a simple physical form of things. It's not. It can't last like tzemeach that lost its madrega. You have to keep it in the fridge for a while, even if you want to keep it. It won't last for more than 3-4 days. It's gonna be masriach, but it's still not as bad off as when an adam dies. Cheft of an adam, it's masriach nerva'im straight away. And I'm speaking on a physical sense. When a tzemeach loses its being a tzemeach, it doesn't deteriorate as much as a chai loses its madrega when it becomes from a chai to a tzemeach. And an adam who loses his chai and becomes so much more, so much worse. Zok din etziv. When a Yisrael loses his mahus of being a Yisrael, it's not that he becomes a goy. It's not that he could even be a good goy. He's much worse than the goy. You can have the same Yisrael that he lost his madrega because of the dibukoy ima with the goy. He and his madrega becomes much worse. Says in Itziv, maybe you'll tell me that it's just from what's expected from him, but Be'etim as a person, he's as good as the goy. Itziv says no. Zokt in Itziv, b'negeya to ein she'erlam hazeh, all ein she'erlam hazeh are totally in a person's level of gmilus chasodim and his level of being in his nahagus of ben odom lachaveri being better. A Jew who becomes a rosh lashomayim, a Jew whose influence from a lifestyle of a goy, he becomes worse off in his ben adam lachaveroi than the goy who's dovik in the Jew. Alponov, he says, he don't see it. But the kilkul of the tzura, when the Jew loses his kilkul, his tzuras Yisraelis, he becomes worse than the goy. And therefore, this same goy, this goy and Jew, the goy steigt from the Jew, and the Jew was miskalki from the goy. Kol chada from darg delay, and one of them is because of that he's zoiche that to tremendous brach in olam hazeh. And the reason is because he takes steigt in his midas toivus. He steigt in his ben adam lachaveri. He steigt in the reasons which bring about blessing in this world. While the Jew, because of his dibuk with the goy, was miskalki legamri from his koyach. All of this, the qualities which are mezakeh a person in hatzlocha in this world. Another idea here, very strong hashkof idea here in the Netziv, is in the parasha over here of Shemitah, the Torah speaks in the first parasha of Shemitah, then Safat Yovel, and then the Torah brings Pasuk of Yovel Gula Sodois, and the Torah says, "V'chitomru manoichal b'shana ashvis, hein le'nizra v'le'nesef esvoseinu v'tzivises b'chosi lachem b'shana ashishis v'osis esatvul l'shleish shana." The Torah tells us that a person will ask, "What am I going to eat?" And the Torah promises me in the shana ashishis a tremendous bracha for 3 years, that I'll have enough for that year, for the Shana Shviz and for the Shnas Yovel afterwards is going to be enough to plant for the year after Yovel. Till the ninth year at Boit V'Vosa Toichlu Yosha. The Netziv explains over here a tremendous idea. He says this comes after we have over here the whole parsha of Yovel, which part of that is V'shavtem ishelach uzosoy bishel mishpachtoy toshuvu, which is that is krosem dror ba'arsel chol yoshveo, all the soldiers go have to go back. Kol bali amelchomo, all the workers for the melech, each one goes back in his bottle from his work. You have a situation, the borders are totally open. The matziv of the oitzer of the melucha is totally empty. There's no more finances going on because 3 years of the finance ministry, it's all been used up. The Torah tells us, "Vasisem es chukoisem es mishpotei tishmon vasisem moisom v'yishavtem alarz levetach." V'nos noretz piryo v'achatem lasuyim v'yishavtem levetach oleo. There's two psukim over here, which tell us to do the chukim, to do the mishpatim, to be shomer them and tishmur vasisa moisom, and that's going to bring yishavtim oros levetach, and it's going to bring parnas. Two things are promised over here: security of the borders. There's a tremendous bracha and hatzlocha in having richness. Achaltim lasoiva, you'll have all that you need, and you'll have yishavtim levetach. Netziv explains, what's this azhar of asisem es chukoisem es mishpotai? Says the Netziv Yesod. He says, the borders don't have soldiers on them. Parnasa isn't being done. Klal Yisrael needs an extra schus in order to have hagona. To have security, Klal Yisrael needs an extra schus. Therefore, vasisem es chukoisai. During Shemitah, during Yovel, the Olam has to go to Bis Medrash. You have to make chukim. You have to learn in a oifen of asisem es chukoisai, zog the Netziv. What's asisem es chukoisai? He's marachov here beautifully. He says, what's asisem es chukoisai? Why is not shmartem es chukoisai? The way Alpi the Klali Adiktuk and the way other places in Torah have shmartem es chukoisai. Rather, vasisem es chukoisai. What's asisem es chukoisai? How do you do chukim? Nay, not doing chukim. Vasisem chukoisai is you make the chukim. You come up with good shtiklach Torah. You learn on a level of asisem es chukoisai. You come to a bearer of being oisa chukim. You come up with a naya havana. There's a malkis for a chashu benefesh. You come with a ganzer chidush din. Ad kam the malkis and smishim loisane. Sikum tzach malkis. Come some ganzer bearer. You learn on a higher madrega than you would have learned in your regular kviyasitim. Why? He says you need much more of a schus. You need much more of a schus. Hagonim pnei oivim. There's no soldiers on the border. No one's being oisik in any ishtadlis. You need much more of a schuz. Shmira ushmartem es chukoisai is being mishanein. Shino shmira zomishne being choizer chazor, making sure you have it. It's not being mechadish naish tiklach Torah. That's vasisem es chukoisai. With all the fact that you're being mechadish nai chidushim, you have to be shomer the alter mishpotim. Vasisem oisom. When you do chazora, zok de netziv, tishmeru, vasisem oisom vegam tasu chadoshes. You should be mechadish nai chidushim when you do your chazora. You should be learning on such a level of, on such a farnem. And therefore, vishavtem laaretz levetach. That will bring about that you'll have a shmira even in a matzah that there's no soldiers on the border. V'nos noris piryo. It's a tremendous bracha. V'achaltim l'seiva. Now the Torah then asks, v'chitern ruman noichal, zok the netziv. A person can say, Ribbono shel olam, ich bin noch a poshet yid, ich ken ish machin chidushim, ich mach nicht, ich kann nicht liegen und lernen an this madrege. It's not for me. The Torah is only given to the big minds of the yeshiva bochrim, where they're able to sit and learn and harave and bring mechadish chidushim and pilpulim and ganze maroches. Man oicha mit was as chuzak tenetziv. What will we have? Zakta Rabbeinu Shleilim, the Torah was given on all levels in the most basic level. If a person does what he has to do, he tries his best to do that which he can do. Even if he's not on the Madregim Mechadesh, we're speaking about a person who's not on the best Madrega. For the person who's on the best Madrega, he never asks such questions. So he felt him garnished. He knows the truth. He lives Ashgocha Pratis day in, day out. If someone who's on the level of being Mechadish Chidushim, he's living a much higher level. The Torah is saying, even someone who has fractured in the Kasha, he's not in the Madrega, and he says, Ichalt nish derbay. I'm not holding on that Madrega. The Torah says, even for such a person, V'tzivi says, Berchasi Lochem Bashona Ashishis. Keeping the Torah, a person has to know, Ashrei Yish, Yish Malim Mitzvayisecho, V'seiroz Chodvor Choyosim Aliboy. The etzem fact that a person is shomer Torah mitzvahs and he says, I will not focus on gashmias, I won't focus on in yodah olam hazeh, I'm going to focus on my being a Jew, on my real spiritual qualities, and that which defines me as a person as being Jewish. Zoktem the Torah, that itself, even if he's not on the greatest madrege, he's not on the level of the yeshiva man sitting and learning being mechadish chidushim day in, day out. Even for such a person, if he's focused on that which he has to be focused and he appreciates that which has to be appreciated, because Baruch Hu promises, because of his keeping the Torah and the mitzvahs and focusing on it in the proper way, he'll have a tremendous bracha in the olam hazeh. So soll ich sein, guten Schaffes.